From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The White House says it's putting Iran on notice in the wake of Sunday's ballistic missile launch and Tuesday's attack on a Saudi warship by Shiite Houthi rebels. White House spokesman Sean Spicer was asked what it meant by putting Iran on notice.
I think we wanted to make very clear that we felt as though that their actions were both provocative and a violation, and making sure that they understood that we weren't going to sit by and not act on those actions.
Trump administration officials said the U.S. is considering a range of options, including economic pressure on Tehran and assistance to Iran's adversaries. Iran says its ballistic missile tests did not violate the 2015 nuclear agreement with the U.S. and other world powers. Speaking in South Korea, U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis said Thursday the United States will continue to strengthen its relations with Seoul.
The American view and the Republic of Korea's view of Asia as a stable, prosperous, democratic, free region. We share that policy of getting to that sort of a situation, but right now we have to address the reality of the threat that your country and my country faces, and we intend to be shoulder to shoulder with you as we face this together.
Mattis also plans to speak with the South Korean officials about the THAAD missile defense system. Mattis' first trip overseas as the Pentagon chief also includes a planned stop in Japan. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The United States and Mexico are both denying reports that President Trump warned he was ready to send American troops into Mexico. The Associated Press and a Mexican journalist in Washington both reported that Mr. Trump told Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto during a phone call last week that he would deploy U.S. forces to deal with the, in his words, bad hombres down there unless Mexico did not do more to control them. The AP account was based on a partial transcript of the call that it was given on the condition of anonymity by a person who had access to the official transcript. The U.S. Senate has confirmed Rex Tillerson as President Trump's Secretary of State. During Tillerson's confirmation hearing, several lawmakers expressed concern over Tillerson's ties with Russian President Vladimir Putin while head of the energy firm ExxonMobil. The Zimbabwean preacher who led an anti-government protest last year was arrested Wednesday at an airport in Zimbabwe after several months abroad. Evan Mowari, who headed the hashtag This Flag social media protest movement against President Robert Mugabe, has reportedly been charged with subverting a constitutionally elected government. The pastor said he fled the country last July, fearing for his own security and that of his family. Why he returned has not been made clear. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told reporters Wednesday he wants upcoming Geneva talks on Syria to focus on core issues such as a transition government. The UN chief said a solution will require the full commitment of all stakeholders in Arab countries.
In relation to the process onwards and the future solutions and the need at a certain moment for all foreign troops to leave, I think that should be apply to everybody without exception. But this is a long process of negotiation that is starting now and I hope will be concluded positively for the Syrian people.
The future of President Bashar al-Assad has been a key obstacle in progress on a political solution to these six-year conflict. Members of the opposition Wednesday said they could not participate in the talks to begin February 20th unless it led to a transition of power. Israeli police Wednesday moved in with bulldozers to knock down dozens of homes of Jewish settlers at an outpost the country's Supreme Court ruled was illegally erected on private Palestinian land in the West Bank. Dozens of settlers chanted and sang as hundreds of police forcibly removed them from the Amona outpost near Ramallah. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.